Like just about everything else last year, there was no Motor Madness, and for much of the time since, organizers didn't know what they might be able to do this year.
It was difficult. Earlier in the year, as we tried to figure out, well, are we going to have this and how can we have it? And then we began trying to think about COVID protocols and things like that.
Steve Davis is the event's business manager. He says all that changed when Governor Northam announced a lifting of all public COVID restrictions.
Suddenly, everything fell into place, and we were no longer, trying to face an uphill battle. It became normal again.
And it looks like this year's Motor Madness is returning with a vengeance. Davis says pre-registration numbers are 50% or more ahead of previous years. So a week from Friday, the big evening cruise up and down Williamson Road returns. And the next day, you can again look at hundreds of classic vehicles downtown. Evan Jones, WFIR News.